This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Last week, the Cincinnati Cyclones earned the 2018-19 Brabham Cup as the East Coast Hockey League's regular season champions for the second time. That means home ice advantage for the pro hockey team as the Kelly Cup playoffs begin on Fridays. How have the Cyclones managed to be so successful in a city beset by one heartbreaking season after another? And what does the local landscape look like for kids and adults looking to learn how to play? Let's talk about it. With Cincinnati Cyclones Director of Public Relations and Broadcasting, Everett Fitzhugh. Welcome, Everett.
Thank you.
Cyclones player, Alex Weideman. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you.
Northern Kentucky Youth Hockey Association board member and coach, Brent Degenhart. Welcome, Brent.
Thank you.
And Sean Murphy, who plays in the Cincinnati Adult Hockey Leagues. Welcome, Sean.
Good afternoon.
If you want to call and weigh in on the Cyclones' success or compare them to some of the other teams in town, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter as well, and we'll look for your comments or your tweets. Everett, I have to ask. I think I mispronounced the name of the cup that they won for the regular season. How do you say it?
Oh, the Brabham Cup.
It is the Brabham Cup. We were practicing before we went on, but I wasn't sure that I got it correctly. So the Cyclones have won 51 games of this season. How does this season rank among all the seasons in franchise history?
I mean, it's up there. I think everyone loves to compare and talk about that 2008 season when that team, 115 points, they set the ECHL record for home wins in a season. And that was basically, they talk about the wire-to-wire championship for the Reds. I think that was our wire-to-wire championship in 08 when you win the Brabham Cup, our last regular season championship before this season. You win the division, you win the conference, you go all the way through the playoffs. I believe that season we got down 3-0 in a playoff series and came back and won 4-3-1. Four in a row. So that team pretty much did it all. And even in our building, all of our employees who were there, all of our fans who were there, they say that there's a lot of shades of that 2008 team here this season.
Alex, the Kelly Cup playoffs start this week. What's it look like for the team?
So we're playing a familiar opponent in Kalamazoo. Yeah. So, you know, we're watching a lot of video. They're watching a lot of video on us. I think it's going to be a chess match. I was telling these guys before, it's going to be whichever team, you know, makes that first mistake. And if we can capitalize on it, you know, and it's going to be a really hard fought series, and we're excited.
So Brent and Alex, I'll ask both of you, the Cyclones are basically the only professional sports team in Cincinnati to have won a major title in their sport this century. So do you think the Cyclones get the respect that they deserve around here?
You know, as an outsider, I was born and raised in Detroit, and I went to school in Bowling Green, so I've only been here in Cincy for 4 years. And you could easily tell that this is a football town, this is a baseball town, and a high school local sports town. And the fan base that we do have here, I will say, is very passionate. And while a lot of people may be on that casual fan base side of it, you know, I've come across a lot of people this season that have said, you know, I've not been to a Cyclones game since 2010 when you last won it, or I've not been to a Cyclones game since the Gardens, but I find myself now going to 5 and 6 games a year. We've got people who used to come to 5 and 6 games a year now finding themselves partial season ticket holders. So it's coming along slowly as a non-traditional hockey market. And as far as the respect goes, I mean, I think the respect is there from the people in the community, but I think we're not maybe as well known of an entity as we should be. So I wouldn't go as far as to say that, yeah, there's no respect around here like Rodney Dangerfield. But, you know, I think the more and more we play, the more and more we win this year. And even in years past, people have started to take notice and they've started coming out more.
So I'm wondering who these fans are, because according to the Internet Hockey Database, you're showing some positive trends in terms of attendance. So in 2007, according to that website, the team averaged just over 1,800 fans per game. This season, averaged more than 5,000 per game. I mean, that's a huge increase over a decade. So who are these fans? Who are these folks that describe that love Cyclones hockey?
So we, over the past 5 or so years, and even maybe back into 10-year territory, we really took a long look at our marketing plan and who we decided and who we market to. And we wanted to be that family-friendly alternative for the community. And if you look at a lot of our fan base, if you look at a lot of our fans who come, a lot of families, a lot of female heads of household bringing the kids down, a lot of moms, dads coming down. That's why you see a lot of our promotions, Paw Patrol Night, Star Wars Night, a lot of family-friendly options. And we still have the Dollar Beer Nights. We still have the rowdy crowds during the week, which I know the guys love playing in front of. They get up for those games, especially when you have
the beer mids on the glass.
The beer mids on the glass, exactly. But, you know, it's a lot of families. It's a lot of people who want to bring their significant others down, their kids down for a good value in the community and also see a winning product.
That was going to be my next question, is that you have to come up with some pretty unique promotions that are different than what we see at the other sports venues. So what's the process like when you're deciding what type of offerings to have, what type of giveaway to have, what type of promotion to have?
We want to set ourselves apart from other minor league teams. And I think it's easy to have a Nickelodeon night. It's easy to have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle night and just bring in the characters. But one thing that Sean Lynn, our marketing director, Kristen Rapp, our GM, one of the things that they do is they are all about the full, all-encompassing promotion. We're not just going to do something just to do it. If we're going to do it, we're going to make sure that we put the time, the effort, the dollars behind it to make sure that it's a full, all-involved promotion. Now, sometimes we'll just find lightning in a bottle. A couple of years ago when we had 16,000 fans for Turtles Night and all we had was dollar pizza and the characters, but the next year we added jerseys to that and we added a bobblehead the year after that. So finding ways to make sure that these promotions stay fresh, stay relevant and engaging as well. I mean, we want to be able to activate these not only in the community, not only on the media side, but also when you get to the game. Am all I going to see are jerseys, or am I going to be able to see something else that will let me know that I am at something more than just a hockey game? And I think that's the big key for us, is to make sure that these are all inclusive, all encompassing promotions for everyone that comes.
Alex, you played hockey for Miami and Oxford. You've got your Love and Honor shirt on today for the interview here. But tell us about the experience of playing professionally in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so, you know, I was familiar with Cincinnati, obviously going to Miami. I can say it, and I know I've heard it from everyone on the team. We love it here. It's an awesome city. There's a lot to do. You know, as far as the fans, like Everett was saying, we love the fans. They're awesome. They're super, super nice. They'll, you know, and we like when they come up and they ask for pictures or autographs. You know, it makes us feel good and makes them happy. You know, and yeah, we've had a really good year, but you know, I think without those fans, I don't think we would have as good of a record as we did at home, for sure.
So we've also got some reps here in the room from some of the recreational leagues in Greater Cincinnati. So a Gallup poll last year found that 4% of Americans identify hockey as their favorite sport. That was up 1 percentage point from the year before. Brent.
Wow. Sorry.
You're on the board at the Northern Kentucky Youth Hockey Association. Are you seeing an increase in the interest in the sport among young people?
Absolutely, we are. Yeah, it's those are numbers that I don't think any of us are happy with, so hopefully we can increase that. So across the country, hockey popularity in hockey and registrations are up about 2% across the different age levels, up about 5% at the U8 age level. So in the last 2 years in Northern Kentucky, we've seen a 50% increase in our players at the U8 and the instructional hockey level. So interest is growing.
So where do they get that interest from?
You know, it's the Cyclones. It's them having an opportunity to see the sport. The kids see it and say, "Mom, Dad, I want to try that out."
Yeah, that was something I wanted to ask then, is what type of development opportunities are there from the Cyclones organization in terms of working with some of the youth leagues around town?
So a couple of years ago, we actually established our Cyclones Foundation. And the number one goal of that foundation is to educate and introduce the game of hockey to kids in the area. And hockey can be a very expensive sport. So ultimately, we want to be able to underwrite ice time and equipment and maybe one day have a junior Cyclones youth league. You know, all of these things are something that I think is in our long-term plan. But I know that, you know, we've done a lot of camps this year. Head coach Matt Thomas, assistant coach Jason Payne, they are really committed to development. They are really interested in developing young players from that youth level. Matt Thomas has got two young kids of his own who play hockey. And so he understands the importance of trying to get kids on skates, get kids in hockey programs early. So we've put on a number of camps for kids all throughout the community this year, skating camps, checking camps, stick handling camps, you name it. We've had so many youth players come, coaching camps to educate our young fathers and mothers who want to coach their kids in hockey. We've brought them down as well. So a lot of that grassroots effort has been started by us through that foundation to help grow this game.
And Sean, you play in the Cincinnati Adult Hockey League. Tell us about what that is.
Okay. Cincinnati Adult Hockey League is really a series of leagues at many different skill and ability levels. At the highest, Division I, that's mainly recent college grads who are playing high-level club or varsity, as well as some former professional players or those who maybe played junior up in Canada before moving to town, all the way down to Division V, which is where myself and my wife now play, which is much more the beer league hockey. Uh-huh. But there's still some excellent competition and skill that gets going there. But it's just a little more laid back for especially adults newer to the sport to be able to develop somewhat and have a good time and make sure that everybody can still get to work on Monday morning.
So it's open to people who may be like middle-aged but have never played hockey before. There's a slot for them if they're interested.
Absolutely. I cite the example of my wife, who's pretty athletic, but 3 years ago after watching me play with my Division V team for a few years and going to many Cyclones games, and we'd become season ticket holders not long before that, she decided, it's like, hey, I want to give this a try. She could ice skate from just a little bit here and there growing up and got into it. She eventually started playing two nights a week, and when I heard her at one point saying, I wonder if there's somewhere I could play on Thursdays too, I knew she was well-hooked. It is, once you get that little bit of skill base underneath you, you can have a great time with it, and it absolutely gets addictive.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking hockey today ahead of the start of the Kelly Cup playoffs, in which the Cincinnati Cyclones will have home ice advantage after winning the East Coast Hockey League's regular season title. We're joined by Cincinnati Cyclones Director of Public Relations and Broadcasting, Everett Fitzhugh, Cyclones player Alex Weidman, Northern Kentucky Youth Hockey Association board member and coach Brent Degenhart, and Sean Murphy, who plays in the Cincinnati Adult Hockey Leagues. If you have questions or comments, it's 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter as well. Brent, I understand you play in the Adult League too.
I do.
Okay, so I want to ask you, Brent and Sean, as adults, when did you first get into the game?
So I started playing when I was seven, and Dad is from Michigan. I was introduced to the game up there, but I didn't start playing until I moved to Cincinnati. Started playing then, and I've played and coached pretty much ever since.
Yeah, and then how about you?
I got started a fair bit later. I actually got interested and started from having gone to Cyclones games back during their very first season in 1990. That really sparked the interest for myself and my whole family. We became season ticket holders back then during that era. And so my brother and I shortly thereafter got inline skates. I was in junior high at the time and really only had opportunities to just play out in the street in the cul-de-sac growing up. But when I went to college, a small Division III school on the East Coast, I was lucky enough that they had a club ice hockey team that was open to new players. And I was able to hold my own kind of just enough early on there from having done a lot of inline skating and playing and from having watched so many, Cyclones professional hockey games to have an idea of just kind of where to be when, that I was able to join the team and contribute there.
So, Alex, you're from St. Louis, the St. Louis area, mm-hmm. and that's a market and climate that's similar to Cincinnati, except mm-hmm. for one major thing. There is an NHL team there.
Yes.
So did having a major league hockey team in your home area help you develop your interest in the sport?
100%, yes. My parents were huge Blues fans growing up. It took my brother and I to a lot of games, and that's how we got hooked on hockey. And they took us to the ice rink, and they both never played. My dad never played. My mom did a little bit of speed skating growing up, but not much. And, they sent us out there, and we twirl around and have a blast. but, as far as, how much the Blues help out the youth programs in St. Louis. It's unbelievable. A lot of those big-time NHL players, Al MacInnis, who's in the Hall of Fame, he had a bunch of kids go through the St. Louis youth program. He coached Jeff Brown, Keith Tkachuk, a lot of these big-name NHL players all stayed and had families in St. Louis. And, you know, a lot of us are really fortunate and wouldn't be where we are today without those guys.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Claire on the line. Hey, Claire, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Hello. What?
Hello. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Well, it's kind of a bit of both, I guess. I find it sad that we are just now worried about hockey numbers in this region when there used to be an actually huge following beforehand, and our jerseys used to be provided by the original Cyclones team. And we used to travel through the area basically with free advertising for them because they provided the jerseys for the original Cincinnati Amateur Hockey Association. I'm glad to see that people are looking at it again and trying to build hockey in the community. But in those years that we had over 1,000 players, we lost a lot of people simply because we didn't have, support. We competed against organizations that had NHL teams that had, 10 times the amount of teams. And people would travel to go and see games, but we just didn't have a lot of support from the community here. So I'm glad that, there's new torchbearers, so to speak, and I hope to see the Cyclones in the community a lot more often.
Claire, we appreciate the call so much. And I think that comment speaks to what we're talking about here, is that if you're not exposed to it on a high level, then you may never gain any interest into it. And so what we're seeing in Cincinnati with the growth in the attendance rates and with the success of the team is that perhaps Cincinnati could become considered a hockey town.
Yeah, and we understand, especially from an organizational standpoint, all of the history of hockey in this town. I mean, if you go back to the 60s, you had the Stingers back in the day, and you had the original Cyclones and the Swords and all of that. And we definitely appreciate and we understand that history. And that's what we're trying to bring back. You know, we're trying to bring back the history and having a successful hockey team again in the city. And you look at this Cyclones organization since coming back in the 2006-07 season, 2 Kelly Cup championships, a third trip to the finals. I believe in the last 10 years, the Cyclones have only missed the playoffs 4 times. And all 4 of those times, it's been by under 5 points. So this team's never been a bad team. It's never been out of it since coming back. And I think that it's that standard and that consistency that's had such a positive impact on getting this fan base and getting this team back up to where it should be.
We got a question from Jim. He wants to know how tough it is for the Cyclones to stay successful in the league when, quote, once a player or coach has a great season, they often move up to the next level. That's got to be on your minds.
Yeah, great question. Well, a lot of, and even throughout the year, most teams have a lot of turnover because guys get, hurt somewhere else and they have to get called up just whatever. Injuries, yeah, if you're playing well, you get called up. We've basically had the same group of guys all year. There hasn't, a couple guys are hurt at a time, whatever, but we haven't, we've had our core group basically all year. And that obviously helps, because we're all used to playing with each other. I've been on teams the last couple of years, we've had over 65 guys come at least play one game for our team.
I think we're at 28 now, so yeah, like that's 29.
A lot of that has to do with, how good our coach is and keeping guys, because chemistry is a big part of hockey and part of sports, and you don't really want to keep getting new line mates every week. It doesn't feel right, and our coach has done a great job, and obviously with injuries, we've been fairly lucky so far this year. It's been good.
And we got another question, and it's about female participation in hockey. And Sean, you hinted at this. Your wife is playing. And then I'm curious, Brent, are there girls in the youth league? Or are there opportunities for girls?
Absolutely. We have girls from the high school level in Northern Kentucky on down to the U8 level.
So do they compete in a co-ed situation, or are they in separate leagues?
Co-ed situation. There are all girls teams in Cincinnati as well.
Oh, wow. And for the women in the adult league, they're mixed with the men too on the same team, or are there separate games?
Some of both. The Cincinnati Adult Hockey League specifically are co-ed, and I'd say most teams, especially at the levels that I've seen regularly, Division Five, Division Four, will often have at least one female, often more, on the team there. There are some opportunities for some women's only play. My wife started off with just all women's weekly sort of pickup game, and there's at least one adult women's travel team here in town. So there are offerings for the various comfort levels.
And Brent, I think you touched on this. You mentioned that hockey can be an expensive game to play. So if there are some kids who want to try it out and some parents who are willing to give them a shot, is there an inexpensive way to sort of dip your toes in without buying everything?
Absolutely, there is. So I mentioned the instructional program a couple of times. That's a program where the kids can come to the Northern Kentucky Youth Hockey Association and actually be provided free equipment, including skates, stick. They don't have to buy anything. I believe the fee is $125 to try one session. It's going to be like playing soccer, any other sport, and they get to try hockey. And once they're on the ice, they're hooked.
All right, Brenner, Alex, I got about 15 seconds, but for those of us who are ready to jump on the Cyclones bandwagon finally, we don't know anything about hockey, where can I go brush up on so I know what's happening?
You head to our website, cycloneshockey.com. Obviously, we'll have all the info about the team, the schedule there. Our league website, echl.com, they've got great fact sheet about rules and all that stuff. And we would love to see everyone back out this Friday for game one of the playoffs.
The Cincinnati Cyclones take on the Kalamazoo Wings in an opening round playoff series. The first two games are Friday at 7:35 and Saturday at 7 at U.S. Bank Arena. Thanks to Cincinnati Cyclones player Alex Weidman and Director of Public Relations and Broadcasting for the team, Everett Fitzhugh, Northern Kentucky Youth Hockey Association board member and coach Brent Dagenhart, and Sean Murphy, who plays in the Adult Hockey League. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks.